Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Welcome back, everyone. And Tom Leffler joins us now here on this New Year's Eve. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about these livestock futures. Wow, you know what? After a couple kind of rough days, the cattle futures and the hogs ended right back up with a nice day yesterday, higher across the board.
That's exactly right, Dave. Our cattle complex has showed quite the turnaround over the last couple weeks. Yesterday, the live cattle and feeder cattle made new highs for the week and closed with triple-digit gains. The feeders had the strongest gains in the complex, and cash cattle traded in the feed yard saw prices explode higher yesterday, with $135 and $136 being paid in Kansas, which is as much as $12 higher than last week's cash. Now, weather-related problems and strong packer competition resulted in that higher cash trade yesterday. And we saw choice box beef up $2.50 yesterday, select boxes up $3.85 on a total movement of 120 loads. Cattle kill estimated 111,000 head yesterday. Cash feeder index was up 5 cents. The lean hogs traded and closed mixed yesterday, and the livestock will close early today at 155. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle $1.20 higher. March feeders were up $3.30, and Feb lean hogs 62 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, for the wheat and the corn, not such a great day yesterday. In fact, it was kind of rough, especially the wheat futures. What, 6 and 7 cents lower yesterday?
That's exactly. As we saw cattle go higher, wheat and corn continued to go lower. The wheat and corn futures traded and closed near their contract lows yesterday, and soybean meal actually made new contract lows yesterday. The soybeans managed to trade and close on the positive side, and once again, there was a real lack of market-moving news for the grains. Trading overnight has trade been on the mixed side and in light volume. Now, the grains close at their regular time today, 120. At the moment, March KC wheat is up 2.5 cents. The March corn's down 0.75 cents. March soybeans trading 2 cents lower. March cotton is down 40 points at the moment. February crude oil 26 cents lower. The March dollar index is 25 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures trading 41 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time here today. You have a great New Year's and safe New Year's Eve tonight, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.